One more comment coming in. Our buddy Asa. Asa Stutz on the Twitter sphere. I'm excited that Asa finally got a Twitter handle. Says, I'm happy that Batch is finally coming in to talk about his CTE. We're so proud of you, Batch. No, it's CTI. CTI, not CTE. Oh, did you play football in high school, Batch?
I can't remember.
Mike Batchagalupo is joining us in studios. You might know him as Batch of the famous Asa and Batch comedy duo that co-hosts with us on occasions. What you might not know is that Mike Batchagalupo, his alter ego, is the deputy director of the Division of Child and Family Services for Community Teamwork.
How's that for
a
title?
How does that business card look? Is it like a business like flyer?
Guess you have to question their hiring practices.
Yeah, what was that screening process like?
I've been there for 20 years. That's more than Alex has been alive.
You really?
Yeah.
Tenure.
You've worked for a community teamwork for 20 years?
Pretty much. Well, I left for four, but yeah, overall, about 20 years. Yeah.
So you might actually be good at what you do, huh?
I actually am. Yeah. I want them to call me Triple D Mike B, but they don't want to go for it.
They don't want to give you a cool... It'll give you more cred with some of the clients you're dealing with.
And when I became a deputy director, I was hoping for a badge, but they didn't do it.
Instead, they gave you a batch.
There you go.
Instead of a badge. You're joining us this morning to talk a little bit about Community Teamwork's family child care program. So I got to tell you a funny story about Batch. He's known to visit me occasionally down at the Athenian. We'll have some food and drink and some laughs. And it was funny because one night a young lady happened to be in there, you kind of knew her, you start talking, you realize, oh my god, she was one of the kids that you helped,
Their
family, through the CTI family child care program. How many different people do you figure that this program services on an annual basis?
So we have about 40 child care providers. So those are people that do the child care out of their homes, and then we have over 200 kids enrolled in the program. So through the year, we'll service at least, because some people come for a couple months or whatever. Uh-huh. So at least 300 a year.
300 a year, and then how many years are they part of the program? Do they
partake in
these services?
Most of them will stay a good 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
And then in our school age program, we have an after school program. We get another like 350 kids in that. So okay. At any given time, I'm responsible for almost 700 kids.
That's a pretty scary concept. What type of programs, what type of child care programs does Community Teamwork offer?
So in our division, we have basically three kinds of child care. We have the center-based programs, the family child care programs, and then the after-school programs. So I'm in charge of the family child care programs and the after-school programs.
And what kind of things do you do?
So in the after-school, it's really pretty cool. We're in 7 schools in Lowell, and we take kids from all the schools in the city, and they'll do everything from homework to gym to arts and crafts. But the goal is basically to keep the kids occupied, get their homework done, give them a safe place to stay while their parents are at work.
Now, when you say from 7 different schools, do you go into the schools themselves, or do they come over to your Phoenix Ave? Is that where you have your...
So for the after school, we're in 7 schools.
So you're actually going, you have folks going into the schools themselves.
Yeah, we have the school. We have a great partnership with the Lowell Public Schools, so we're in 7 different buildings, and then we do morning care and after school care. And then in the family child care, like I said, we subcontract with people to do the child care out of their homes, and that's mostly... infants through like school age kids, and those are there's 40 of them in Lowell, and then I got another 20 down in the Medford Malden area too.
Okay, so basically you're dealing with kids preschool,
mm-hmm.
Right on up through high school graduates.
Yep.
Is there a cutoff point?
So the after school program, the kids usually will age out in like 6th grade. They don't want to be there, when they're 13,
They want to be out on the streets doing fun things, right?
Absolutely.
Playing with their friends.
Yeah.
Or video games in the house.
Yeah, and then they come back when they're, we hire, high school seniors. So we end up hiring a lot of the kids that were in the program. And then I've got people working for me that were, in CTI programs.
How do people qualify?
First of all, they got to be working or going to school, and you'd be happy to know everybody's going to be a legal immigrant, so you can't complain about that.
why did you jump? Why did you throw that in there preemptively?
I listen every now and then. There are no guns, Alex.
Thank God.
But basically, it's Yeah, you got to be working a minimum of 30 hours a week or going to school and working a combination of the two.
This is the parents.
The parents, yeah. And then you have to meet the income guidelines, and that depends on your family size and all that. So it's basically the program was set up for parents of low income to be able to go to work.
What are the income guidelines? Because I'm curious, people out there listening, if they I have a hunch most people think, oh, I don't qualify, I make too much money. Give me kind of like a rough ballpark of the guidelines here.
I mean, if you're making, minimum wage in a single family home, I mean, a single parent home, you're going to qualify. And then probably up to, depends on how many kids you have. I mean, you got six kids, you can have two people working, you know what I mean?
Right. But
generally, it's single parents between like 15 and 20. But it never hurts to ask to call. I mean, because
given Lowell's median income, which is very low, I think about 34 grand and then 37 grand and then 54 grand for a household income, I would say a good portion of this city qualifies.
Yeah, I mean, what it is, it's 50% of the federal poverty guideline, which, I mean, I don't, you know, that's, most people don't know what that is. But there's a scale you can go online and, you know, look at. But the best thing to do is just call us and we'll figure it out for you. It's 978-654-7101, and you get transferred to our intake department, and then we see if you qualify. And then if you don't qualify for the child care, but you might qualify for something else, because CTI has a whole lot of other programs for whether it's fuel assistance or WIC or other things. We check that out too, so it never hurts to call to ask.
Uh-huh. Oh God, I lost my train of thought. how do people call you and find out if they qualify?
Yeah, I mean, they can go online and look at the guidelines, okay. Whether it's through EEC or CTI. You can go on the CTI website and find the information too.
And then what do they need to do? They need to come visit you in person?
Yeah, so once you figure out if you qualify or not, then we follow the state guidelines. So you got to bring in, you have to have a bill that proves where you live. You got to have your pay stubs, and it's usually, like a month's worth. So say if you work, if you get paid every other week, you'd have to bring in, two pay stubs from the last 6 weeks or four pay stubs over the last 6 weeks. So we see what your income is. And then you got to, you got to have your social security cards, your IDs and all that stuff.
Now, this isn't just a Lowell program, is it?
No, we're in the catchment area for our center-based programs is Lowell, Tingsboro, Drakett, all the surrounding towns. And then, like I said, I have a whole other system down in the Medford, Melrose area.
Now, you say you're in seven schools in Lowell. Mm-hmm. Do you kind of do the same thing in other communities? Do you have workers going out to those schools for your after-school program?
After-school is just in Lowell.
After-school is just in Lowell.
Yep.
But the other child care programs?
All the surrounding towns.
I understand you also kind of provide, it's not just the services, but if the parents of these children who are receiving the services are looking for maybe some workforce training to help them get a better job, or you offer some of that as well?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole suite of programs over at CTI. Right now, I think the best program we have, and this is open to everybody regardless of your income, is our financial education program. It's really good. Might help some of those people out in California with their $500, but people can come in with their bills. We set them up on a figure out how to budget their money. We also do tax prep during tax season. So those are the two the programs that are open up to everybody. They're not in my division, but they're, we do refer a lot of parents to them.
It's 8:29 here on 980 WCAP, chatting with Batch, as you may recognize the voice today. He's Mike Batchagalupo, the Deputy Director of the Division of Child and Family Services for Community Teamwork, and he's here talking about their family child care program. But it sounds like the family child care program is kind of tied in. Everything is interwoven with all your other programs as well.
So it's one of the, like I said, it's one of the three child care options that we have. And to me, it's really a cool program because you've got, the way it works is that you have a family child care provider is an independent contractor with us. So they go out and they get their license and they're able to take up to six kids in their home. And then we have the contracts with the state to provide the subsidized child care for the working families. So we partner with those providers. So say if you're staying home with your child and you're like, all right, I got one kid, I might as well take some more in. You go out, you get licensed, you contract with us, and then we find the kids for you. We provide the children to be in your care. We collect the fees. We, make sure you get paid. We come out and license you. I mean, not license you, but like make sure you're compliant with the licenses. We give you support around curriculum and just helping your business. So it ends up kind of, not only are we providing you know, quality childcare, but we're also supporting small, independently owned businesses at the same time.
How vital is the getting to these kids, these children, at an early age with these services? You know, the education, the adult supervision, and so on and so forth. I would imagine you have some stats and things that show the benefits and effectiveness of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's, again, the programs were started, you know, back in the, I think it was like the 70s or 80s, but it was, the intent was to have low-income families be able to go to work. But what we see is that in all our programs, really get kids ready for school. We do all these, we do assessments, like, they've all got acronyms. There's the TSG, there's the CLASS, there's the, you know, ASQ. Like, there's a million different assessments that we do, and we track all that. And what we see is that when you go through, whether it's family child care or a center-based program, you know, the kids do better in school. The main thing is that they, especially through family child care, when they get to kindergarten, they're prepared, they're independent. I mean, you ask a kindergarten teacher the most important thing that a child knows when they start kindergarten, and it's being able to go to the bathroom, you know, or being able to just kind of self-help a little bit, and that's what we're able to do. And then they can read and all that, but like the self-help and the social-emotional stuff, that's what we really are able to provide. And
I'm old enough, when we went to kindergarten, it was basically, that's where you learn to count, that's where you learn your ABCs, that's how you learn to interact with other people. But nowadays, if you're not doing some PK schooling or participating in some kind of program like this, these kids get to kindergarten, they're lost, and it's almost like they're, you know, I don't want to say exhibiting antisocial behavior, but they don't know, forget the educational component, they don't know how to interact, and that kind of snowballs if they don't catch up quickly, right?
Yeah, you got to hit the ground running. I mean, the kids got to be ready to be self-sufficient, you know. And for family child care, I think that's one of the things we do best. I mean, because it's a mixed age group, so you might have like a baby, a two-year-old, a four-year-old, and an older kid in there all at the same time. So the kids all, you know, the older kids end up helping out, and the younger kids learn from the older kids. So you end up having like it's kind of like how we grew up. You know, you didn't grow up with just everybody from, you know, 2 to 2.9 around you. You had kids that were older and younger, and so you learn things. And it becomes like the six kids and the provider, it's a family atmosphere. That's why we call it family child care. So they really do learn.
That village that Hillary Clinton talked about.
It takes a village, yeah.
Mike, if people want to find out more about CTI's family child care program and how it ties in with all the other programs that are available out there, how do they do so again?
You just call me, 978-654-7174. Or if
that's
you
your direct line?
That's my direct line.
No one else is going to answer? You're not going to screen your calls? I can call you this afternoon.
There's no screeners over there.
What's that number again?
978-654-7174. Because we are looking for people to be providers. We have a big need right now for people to join our system. And so if you're interested in childcare, if you're at home, you know, we can walk you through the process. You get a license, and then you we'll come out and we'll check out the house. And then you can actually earn up to, you know, $58,000 a year doing this before taxes.
Who qualifies?
Pretty much, you got to have a clean quarry and a safe house, and you got to like kids. If you don't like kids, I don't suggest working with kids. But it's pretty wide open.
So Alex and I could do it. We like kids.
Yeah, you could. I mean,
leave the elderly at home, but, you know, bring the kids.
And Rocky Dennis. We know how Alex feels about Rocky Dennis. But yeah, you could pretty much what we're looking for is you want culturally appropriate childcare. You want people that have some experience with kids, and then we'll walk you through. We'll get you we walk you through your courses. We get you all the certificates and all that, so you can. It's a great way to kind of enter the field.
And the website again, where people can find out about all the services.
Comteam.org.
All right.
I think there's two M's though.
COMM. Yep. For community teamwork.
Yep.
Mike Bacigalupo, the Deputy Director of Division of Child and Family Services for Community Teamwork. Thank you for joining us. What time do you have to go to work?
I got a little time.
Oh, all right, hang around. I don't know if we have a UMass Lowell guest in the next segment. If we don't,
I haven't gotten anything from him, so let's assume not.
Love to get your thoughts on all the wonderful things, including $100,000 bathrooms. We need to talk to real estate Ray Booten about the $100,000 bathroom.
Oh, yeah, there's no coffee today, huh? All
right. Say goodbye to Mike Bacigalupo.
All right.
Say hello to Batch.
Thank you.
It's 8:35. Local news, weather, and traffic is next.